How is the art scene ticking? Everything we always wanted to know about art. A podcast of Petra Lossen. Hello everyone. Today I'm very happy to be able to present you my talk with Santiago Sierra. Santiago is a Spanish artist of the moving images. In my opinion, he is also an action artist. Thematically, he takes a radical and minimalistic approach to violence in political, historical and economic systems. He wants to expose the perverse networks of power that result in the alienation and exploitation of workers, the injustice in labor relations, the unequal distribution of wealth preceded by capitalism. In 2006, for example, he piped exhaust fumes from six cars into the synagogue in Stommeln near Cologne, so that the visitors had to enter the room in gas masks. Or he filled a gallery with mud so that the guests at the vernissage stood in the dirt with their glass of champagne. Let's find out why he designs his projects the way he does. Hello, Santiago Sierra.
Hello, Petra Lossen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's great to have you here. And I'm very much looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you.
You are well known all over the world. And you studied fine arts in the Complutense University in Madrid. And you completed an artistic training in Hamburg, where you studied with Professors Walter, Braun and Blume. How did you get into art?
As I remember, I always wanted to be an artist. What I didn't want really was to be a worker. No, my family is working class. And for me, it was very clear, don't to be a worker. To be an artist was an exit, no, to all of that. For me, was like to say, I'm not going to war. I want to be free. It was crazy when I was young because it was really difficult and almost impossible. My father used to say that it is social intrusism, because it was not my society, no, the society of art. But at the end, I did it. I was working hard, and I don't know, in a certain point, I was lucky, and I could realize what is now my life and my career. You are right that when I was in the University Complutense of Madrid, but I'm not sure if I can say that it was an study. I mean, this university was really bad, but it was between the Franquist time and the democratic time. I had teachers who were part of the construction of the Valle de los Caídos, which is a big fascist monument outside Madrid. And for me, the career was a lot of information about things that I will never do. So they showed me all what they showed me was something that for me was clear that had been never to be used. No.
Yeah.
And then in Hamburg was completely different. In Hamburg, I was not properly a student. So it was a plan for foreigner students to be accepted by teachers, no? And you can send your dossier and your biography, and the teacher will say yes or not. For example, Sigmar Polke was there and doesn't accept my application, no?
Okay.
And I did talks, and I was in the classroom of Franz Erhard Walter, Stanley Braun, and Blume. Franz Erhard Walter on that time for me was not so important, because for me was a kind of very, very well-known artist, very famous, with a lot of money, and for me was not important. But with the time was the most important of them. And I think that many of my works are remembrance, no, of the Bernard Johannes Blume, of the Franz Erhard Walter work, no, in the sense that I changed the actors for workers, no, but if you see it twice, it's very, very similar.
Yeah,
I was very in love with Stanley Braun. Stanley Braun was very radical in his attitudes about showing his face, about talking about himself, and I like that. And also like a lot the void of his work. No, it's very void. It's just to count his steps or things like that. No, very empty. And yeah. Blume for me was the most friendly. No. I Blume appears in my last movie, my only big movie, a long time movie, which is the No Global Tour. And Blume was very helpful, for example, introducing me people to start making shows, to start working as an artist, and was really friendly, no? And I also catch from him this idea of of moving images, no, the imaging movement all the time.
Yeah.
And well, how we start, I think maybe lying, no, saying everybody that you are an artist and then you become an artist, no. So who knows?
Yeah.
But that's what I know.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been in Hamburg?
In Hamburg, 2 years. I studied German, but it was it's very difficult language, and I never use it again.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can talk very briefly, no, not to talk about art, for example, no, worse than English.
Yeah.
But better Italian than German.
Okay, yeah. Oh, well, many languages finally. So, Santiago, you don't work in a studio. You go on locations with your projects. You involve the personalities of the curators, the clients, as well as historical backgrounds and current events. Thematically, you take a radical and minimalist approach to violence in political, historical, and economic systems. You want to expose the perverse networks of power that result in the alienation and exploitation of workers, the injustice of labor relations, unequal distribution of wealth proceeds by capitalism. You set fire to your own gallery in your early years. You blocked the highway in Mexico, in Cuba. You gave junkies money for a fix so you could tattoo a 250-centimeter line on their backs. In Spain, you paid African immigrants to dig grave pits in a grid pattern. You create obsession.
What I did was just to take a homeopathic portion of evil that we can find in the real world, no? And to put it in front of the viewers. So yeah. What I think is good, no? Because there is not only freedom for clapping hands. We always we also have freedom for the negation of the society where we are living, no? Of course, I'm not an exploiter. So I do examples, I do exemplifications, and it's not that way. There is also in your question some inexactitudes that are very common. For example, well, I didn't set up my own gallery. It was a gallery in which I was involved with other artists. It was, let's say, an independent space, but was not my own gallery, no?
Yeah.
I never had a gallery. Well, sometimes in Mexico, I used to do shows in my own room. So I was putting my sofa away and we make shows, but never was a gallery. In that case was, I don't remember the name of the gallery, but it was a gallery who afterwards have a bigger space to show. It was a kind of alternative space. And also I didn't give money to junkies in Cuba. Cuba, there is no junkies. It was in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, I didn't, well, they asked me because they didn't want to get money. They had problems with the dealer to get heroin, and they asked me to buy for them the heroin, you know, instead of paying the money, you know, because they had problems with the dealer and they want a very specific trade of heroin. What else? So in Cuba, what they did was just for money, no? About the immigrants, African, yes, it's true. I pay them because it was like to wait for their brothers, no, coming and crossing the Mediterranean. This is what I think is the reality I'm talking about, no? This brutality of having this beautiful ocean like the Mediterranean transformed in a cemetery, no?
Yeah.
Or have this beautiful landscape of the desert in Mexico transformed in another cemetery. So these kind of things are make me do art. And I think it's, for me, it had to be very clear that art is not only to show what you love, it's also to show what you hate. And it is what I'm doing. If I use concrete, it's because I hate concrete. If I use regular forms, it's because I don't like it. You know, I prefer nature, I prefer beautiness. I'm talking about what I don't like, not about what I like.
That's so it's kind of provoking situation, what you create. Am I right?
But it's a provocation for who? Yesterday I was listening an interview with someone from New York who's creating this MoMA strike movement. And they are talking about people who's involved in the board of MoMA and is also involved in in the lack of water in Dominican Republic and things like that, no?
Yeah.
And I think this is not, these people is not acting to create controversy. You know what I mean? They are acting because the birds or the dogs warf and we make art and we talk about the things we are interested in. And I think also that it's controversial, everything, every interesting point. Sexuality is controversial, religion is controversial, and everything interesting becomes controversial. I think that we accept generally that our situation in this game, let's say the freedom of expression, refers only to the possibility to clap hands in the way we want.
Yeah.
And suddenly we get surprised by people who doesn't use the power of expression to clap hands about our society. Our society, I think, is deeply disgusting, no? And I'm talking about that. This is the chaos, the order.
Yeah. And this year you have hired a long-term unemployed person to spend his working day sitting without employment. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to show with this work?
Well, I want, first of all, to use the opportunity to make a permanent piece of art, to give somebody the possibility of having a work and to get money for his everyday life, which is a nice way to use the opportunity to make a permanent piece of art. No?
Yeah.
And I also, I'm in the same age. I'm in this kind of age of 55. 55, the workers don't used to get the work anymore. They just, you are unemployed, you will die unemployed. So it's like that. I'm talking about things of my interest, but not with the pretension of provocate, but with the pretension of talking to change the thematics we are used to have in the world of art. No?
Yeah.
Renovate the thematics. No?
Yeah. And there's another project from this year. You dipped the Spanish flag in blood from anonymous volunteer donors. Mm-hmm. What do you want to say with this project?
Well, you know, especially after the problems in Catalonia, where some part of the population want to get the independence of Spain.
Yeah.
Madrid, the city where I live, was full of Spanish flags, no? Everywhere.
Yeah.
All the balconies. It was terrible because this image of this flag is the image of the winners of the civil war. Is the Republican flag, for example, have a purple stripe. And this purple stripe is a reference to the communitarian movements in Castilla, to the Republic, and to the, let's say, to the idea of working for everybody's wealth.
Yeah.
And the Spanish flag is the flag of the nationalists, is the flag of Franco, is the flag of the empire. I don't know if you are on date on that, but there is a lot of complainings from part of the Mexican government asking Spain to say, I'm sorry for the conquer. They didn't. They don't even answer the letter.
Oh.
What I'm thinking is that it's a good idea to ask Spain as a government with his flag, with his king, with his history, proud of his history, how to say I'm sorry to everybody. And not only Mexican, they have to start by Madrid, for example. Madrid was surrendered by the Nazis, by the Franquist regime for 3 years. With this flag, they bomb also Basque Country, they bomb Malaga, they bomb many, many places. So my idea was to put together the victims of the colony with the victims of the state of Spain. Because we have the same enemy. I also like the idea that we get blood enough to put the flag under 2 centimeters of blood. So at the end, the flag disappears. Once the blood is dry, you don't see the flag anymore.
Yeah.
It looks like expressionist materialist art from the 50s, Spanish, Millares, Pablo Millares, people like that, no? Looks very tapias, no?
Yeah.
The aspect, I like the aspect, no? It's very disgusting.
Yeah.
And we also did an stamp with the Spanish arms that we stamp in different, in a paper, just with all this plot.
Yeah. So that was your idea. It was not a commissioned work. You didn't get the
order
to do something.
No, I also asked many people if they want to participate, and the people is really scared about touching these thematics because now in Spain we have problems with the censor. We also have problems with the extreme left wing. It's going very, very important in Spain. It's making a lot of noise. It's creating problems in tribunals, in courts, with artists, and everybody's scared. So I did it alone. Was a production of my studio.
Yeah.
And also for the present circumstances, no, with the pandemic, it's for me difficult to keep doing art outside of Spain.
Yeah.
I concentrate my work in Spain. And in Spain, is this what we have? No? I don't have access to all the medias of expression or of showing. No, it's for my political opinions, I'm not accepted.
Yeah. When we look at your project, I ask myself, how do you start your projects? You look at a certain situation in your country or wherever in the world, and then how do you start?
Well, it is very chaotic. I don't have a precise methodology. You know, it depends. But I like to get involved in the country where I'm going to work. I don't know. I can put you an example in Hanover.
Yeah.
For example, when I did this work in Hanover, which was to fill the museum with mud from a lake.
Exactly.
When I get to Hanover, everybody was talking to me about the Maxe. Everybody. I don't know if they want me to work about Maxe, but was again kind of shame for the city because it's the place where you go to walk and when you can be happy with the ship, with a little ship, with a kayak.
Yeah.
But at the same time, was a lake done by unemployed workers during the 30s.
Yeah.
They didn't use mechanical media, no, or just a few. They did it by hand.
Yeah.
So was a shame in the story of the city, but at the same time, was nice to have a park and to have a lake. So,
yeah.
And I like the story. And then I decided to go ahead with the story and to use the history also like diarrhea, can we say, like something. Mm-hmm. Dirty, like something that makes the walls dirty, makes everything dirty. I think it was very graphic.
Yeah.
The idea to work with this mat. And it's one of my favorite projects. And maybe it's an example for you to know how it works. Because many times the same people I'm talking with tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And I follow them, no? Because they used to have better information than I do. And they give me ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
Or talking with people or to have luck. For example, in Chile, when I went to Chile, I meet someone who was in the center of the politics of his country. You know, he knows everybody.
Yeah.
And then I decided to make this piece of when I called the Minister of Defense and many other politicians to be part of my work. It was a bit of luck, no?
Yeah.
In that case. So it's very chaotic and there is many ways. But basically means to go there and to know.
Yeah, okay. I understand. What is the intention? What is your intention with your works? For me, they are provoking. They provoke the society. That is my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes. Well, yes, but I'm telling you why, no? Because it's, look, for example, now in Netflix, you have this algorithm.
Yeah.
Who's telling you, who's giving to watch only what you like.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This plan for the museums is very nasty.
Yeah.
I think we have one of the questions of the freedom of expression is to have the right to listen things that you don't like. No?
Yeah.
So it had to be a place for us, for the people who are not agreeing with the society we are living. No? And I think we are not alone. Maybe the most noisy people is the extreme right people, no? But I don't think so. I get a lot of friends too when I do an artwork. So, for example, doing this piece with the flag, imagine how many people I meet, no?
Yeah.
Friendly, ideologically friendly, you know, with me, with my ideas. So,
yeah.
It was nice. I make a lot of friends. Probably I have enemies, but I made a lot of friends too.
Yeah. Do we talk about freedom, Santiago?
Yes, for his lack. Obviously, you see my word. You will not see any drop of freedom in their pieces. So it's very obvious that it is a lack of freedom what I'm talking about. So
exactly.
At the end, it's freedom what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
About the lack of freedom.
When you exhibit a project, do you have the feeling that you achieve what you wanted?
But what I want is to talk. Just to talk. This is only in realistic terms. So maybe I would like a better world, but wait, no, this is going to take time. So what I want is to express myself, to express what I'm thinking, no, basically. Yeah. But I'm not sure if I'm pretending to destroy the capitalist structure or blah, 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 because it's not in my hand. I'm just an artist.
Yeah. And so you don't expect any reaction from the people watching your artworks?
Yes. Well, of course, it's very... the art is very tricky, no? And I think the art is, appears in the head of the viewers.
Yeah.
So it's when the artwork works there. It's, so the, to manipulate the brain of the viewers is one of the purposes of the artist. So I think, of course, I'm trying to get sensations and to get, for example, to make them feel unacceptable, the present situation, no? To make them feel uncomfortable with the things that are not provoked by me, are in the reality, no? Are taken from the atmosphere, from the environment. And I'm trying to make the people uncomfortable with the society,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
And to manipulate them to get what I mean, what I want.
Yeah.
Other artist. Yeah, I think any other artist is doing the same. He's working with the head of the viewers.
Yeah.
Like a filmmaker or like a writer.
Yeah. Yeah, but your art of work is, I would say, it's special. And sometimes also difficult to understand. What I learned is it's really important to listen to your words, how you explain everything, to not misunderstand what you did or what you are doing. And I remember one movie you've been in, was it Saudi Arabia? There was a Biennale, and you wanted, there was this guy who made a movie. And you try to realize two projects and one finally didn't work out. And I ask myself, isn't it sometimes a bit dangerous? I mean, to act, to put your finger into the wound of a country for some reason?
Well, because you have to be smart, no? You have to be, to take care always. For example, when we did these pieces with veterans of the war in Colombia or in Mexico, the war was on the streets.
Yeah.
So it was very risky to do it. What we did is to announce the show 1 hour before we did the piece, for example. No?
Or
we always take precautions.
Yeah.
The episode you are talking about is an episode that happened in this Raja Biennale in Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Well, was this reporter, no, who created the problem? Because I was.
Exactly. Yeah.
So since that, I never accept a reporter going with me to make a piece. Many people ask me, but and he, for him was better to create a problem and to film it than to let me work. No, and I really get pissed off with this reporter. No, Lewis was.
Santiago, do you think we, the people, the society, need your work?
Well, at least they pay for that. So I suppose if they don't need it, some people like it, no? Some people consider it important to be on the scene, no? My aspirations are not to the global acceptation of my work. I understand perfectly that some people will hate it and some people will love it. I think this is one of the guarantees of that is important, a piece of art. This kind of artists that create very passion, a lot of passion around them, and it's the artists I love, no? Like, I don't know, Josep Poyes or Piero Manzoni, or artists like that, no? Controversial, heavy. And I'm trying to do my best, of course.
And I thought that when we talk together, I can feel that you're very down to earth in your thinking and in how you get to your ideas, to get to your projects. I thought maybe in a more philosophical way. So I was thinking if the people need your work in a more philosophical way.
Maybe, but I think it's also interesting as aesthetic. No? Aesthetically, I like the results.
Yeah.
It used to be, I don't know. So can be, it's more than mental. I think it's... a lot of passions going out with art, no? With the red color in talks about passion without 200 pages of a book. No, they do it. So the colors, the images are talking very strongly and with just a few resources. No, and I like this too. I like the methodology of making art, how to make it solid, how to make it visible. So I think it's also interesting. Art is interesting. Art is very, very powerful. It's one of the most powerful things we have. Imagine what will be the Pope of Rome without the St. Peter's Church, no? So art is everything.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. You are working since many years now. And do you have the feeling that the reactions of the audience changed over the years?
Yes. I think that we were more in a... the scene was more private, the scene of art. We used to feel more free, more talking with friends all the time, no? For example, in the independent scene in Madrid or in Mexico. And then suddenly everybody's watching, no?
Yeah.
And everybody posts a comment. I don't understand this because I usually don't see what the Catholic Church says or what the Catholic Church organizes. And I don't understand why Catholics are watching my work, no? And giving their opinions. So I think we are in a kind of, and they're a double attack. One is from the extreme rights, Catholics, Christian people. And in the other hand, we have our friends attacking too, which is the people who that you don't did enough for the women's liberation, or you don't did enough for the Black people's rights. So I feel the pressure for both sides, you know, from my friends and from my enemies.
Yeah.
So, but this is how it is now. So what's more quiet in the 20th century, to tell you the truth?
And my understanding is also when I watch to your work that you hate the capitalism. Is this right?
No, not too much, because it's like to hate the AIDS, no?
Yeah.
So it's something that exists. It's a problem for us. It's maybe the biggest problem we have, because it's the only ideology of capitalism is the ideology of myself, no? Of getting as much as possible for myself and fuck the other ones. This is ideology. And what this ideology creates is a chaos in the world. It's the chaos of what we have now. A chaos because we are involved in a movement that attends against nature, attends against people, attends against everything. No?
Yeah.
And it's going too far away because, of course, always exist people like Neron in Rome, no?
Yeah.
Neron burned Roma, but in that case, the power of these people is much more than burning Rome. They can burn the entire world. So it is not a question of hating or not hating. It's that we have to face a real problem that we have in front of us, which is capitalism.
Yeah. Do you think or do you have the feeling that you already changed something with your work?
Sometimes I have a little lack. For example, when we did the piece about the political prisoners in Spain, nobody was talking about political prisoners before. So only a few people in a very marginal way. And suddenly when I did this piece and was censored in the art fair in Madrid, everybody was talking about political prisoners in Madrid, and it made me feel bound, no? Things like that.
Yeah.
It happens to me a couple of times, no? When the people start to, not to talk about myself, but to talk about the thematics I'm putting on the table. I like that. It makes me feel proud.
Yeah. Do you think that artists, they are allowed to do anything in the name of art?
Well, a part of art is a law. For me, it's okay. They can do whatever they want. You know, I'm not going to be the censor. But artists are in this world as any other people, no? As you, as me, as everybody, no? And they have no more option than to obey the laws and to take care, because we cannot say everything, no? It's the law against the total freedom. No?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I checked your works, after a while, I felt an increasing irrelevance to other issues of the society, for example, such as equality. What is your opinion on that?
I think there is no, it's not opinable, no? It's, we are effectively the same, so we are equals, no? Yeah. It's not, if somebody have an opinion, it's not possible. I think that with equality happens the same as with freedom, no? Of course, we have pieces. When I did the corridor of the people house in Romania, I was looking for the people, is more folk, that's folk, no? Yeah. What is more people? And I think that what is more people is women and children, no? In the sense that they are in the lower place of the society, in any society. If you go to the purest areas, you will find that inside the purest areas, the pure people is the women and child. No?
Yeah.
And that's why I use it in many works as representative of the deepest of the folk, of the peoples. No?
Yeah.
So, but you don't see equality in my work. What you see is an equality, no? Because I'm talking about equality for his absence. Like it's the same as with freedom.
Exactly, yes.
Remember that the curator from Cuba asked me to repeat one of the pieces I did in Cuba, which is the tattoo line in eight people, to do it in Spain. And when he asked me to do it in Spain, I realized that it's not as common to get people that where you can do whatever you want with his body for money in Spain. You have to go to the lower level. And where you find in the lower level, junkies, prostitutes, I think it was the lower I could find. And people who for money make whatever you want. So this is about all of that. No? This is about inequality.
Yeah, exactly. The themes and the places you go and show your projects, it's always sad themes, more or less sad themes. Isn't this permanent confrontation with these issues in the way you're doing it also very frustrating to you?
No. So the confrontation is normal because I'm not, I don't consider art as a paradise. I consider art as a place of conflict, a place of, I don't know, the conflict with the aesthetic, the conflict with the epidermic side of the society, you know, the epidermical things.
Yeah.
And I like that conflict. So I cannot feel bad about that. Well, sometimes it goes too far, no? Or sometimes I have a lot of post, insulting me, and then I get a little bit scared, but usually it's handleable, it's perfectly handleable, and I like that. And you have to understand that when I do a project, what I feel is proud to, because for me it's, I don't know, it's an adventure to get it. And when I do it and when the project is finished, I'm very happy, usually, no?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can resist attacks.
Yeah. And could you tell us something about your one or more future projects?
I don't used to, but I'm going to tell you because my next project is going to be in Zurich. So your public will have the opportunity to watch the project.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the dates because know that we are always changing everything because of Corona and because many problems.
Yeah.
But I think in February, I will do an action in Zurich that everybody is very welcome to visit.
Give me a note so we could meet up for to say hello or whatever, if possible. Would be great for me to meet you.
Okay, will be nice for me too.
Santiago, I learned a lot. It was very, very interesting to listen to your words. I also learned that, I mean, I prepared myself by information I found in the internet, and I saw sometimes they are just not right. So I'm once again very happy that we talked about it here in the podcast and you told me how is the right situation. And I'm wishing you all the best for the upcoming time.
Okay, all the best too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Petra. It was a pleasure to talk to you. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.